Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History. In today's episode, we will be discussing the events of the 1933 Reichstag fire. We will be describing events at the fire, and we will also be analysing the evidence to consider who might have been to blame for starting this fire. In March 1933, elections were due to be held to the Reichstag. However, 1 week before the elections, on the 27th of February, the Reichstag building was burned to the ground. It was completely destroyed in the fire, and the first person to be blamed was a Dutch communist named Marinus van der Loo. He was found at the scene, and he had matches and firelighters with him. However, although he was blamed for this, some people think that the Nazis may have actually been involved in starting this fire. The fire certainly offered a huge boost to the Nazis. Hitler claimed it was the start of a violent communist revolution and promised that he would then save Germany. He remarked on visiting the burned out building that every communist official will be shot where he is found. The communists caused real fears for the Nazis, and indeed for many Germans. In the November 1932 Reichstag election, Nazi support had fallen whilst the communists had increased their votes. And as soon as Hitler became Chancellor, the Nazis plotted on how they would deal with this threat. After the fire, President Hindenburg introduced the Reichstag Fire Decree. This gave Hitler a variety of emergency powers, including the right to arrest political opponents and shut down or censor newspapers or other publications that were critical of the German government. The Nazis also used propaganda to create fear amongst Germans about a potential communist takeover. This resulted in the Nazis gaining more votes when the election took place, receiving 44% in total, their highest, but still leaving them short of a majority, forcing them to work with other parties. Let's now consider then the evidence about who was to blame potentially for the fire. This is an issue of great controversy. Although most mainstream historians side with the view that it was in fact the communists, there are those that take an opposite view. We will begin by considering the evidence that suggests that the communists were in fact to blame. There is certainly a range of evidence to support the view that Marinus van der Loop, again a Dutch communist, was at the very least involved, if not entirely guilty, of causing the fire. He was the only man found at the scene of the crime, and he had various materials on him that could be used to start such a fire, including matches and firelighters. Van der Loop was arrested and interviewed by the German police. And he signed a confession which confirmed that he had carried out the crime, and he even described all of his times and movements inside the Reichstag when he started the fire. These times were said to fit in with the timescale when the police arrived and found him at the scene. When he was asked why he carried out the crime, van der Loop said it was because of the way that Germany was being governed. Communists were regularly being arrested and intimidated, so he'd said he did it to try and fight back, and ultimately hoped to end Nazi rule in Germany. When Hitler heard the news and arrived at the Reichstag, witnesses say that he seemed both scared and surprised about the events, and believed that a communist revolution was beginning. This suggests that Hitler had not known about the plans beforehand. And indeed, other prominent Nazis who were phoned to be told about the events are said at first to have dismissed it, believing it to be a joke. After the fire, the Nazis raided the headquarters of the Communist Party. During this search, the Nazis claimed to find numerous documents which planned world revolution, including the use of violence, although these documents were never actually published. Van der Loop was eventually put on trial for the crime. He was found guilty and sentenced to death, which took place by beheading. It's been argued that if the Nazis were actually involved in this crime, they may not have wanted the publicity of a trial, suggesting they would have executed beforehand, and this again points to the view that perhaps it was in fact a communist action. However, as has been noted, there is controversy around this, and some people would suggest that there is evidence that the Nazis themselves had a role in the fire, especially given how they benefited. Many people were very suspicious, especially at the time, of claims it was a communist action. At the time, many communists had already fled Germany, and as such, they held a counter-trial in London about events at the fire. They produced evidence such as claims of a tunnel which linked Hermann Göring's residence to the Reichstag, and it was suggested that the Nazis had used this tunnel to enter the building, spread petrol, and then start the fire. The Nazis were certainly known to use extreme violence to try and achieve their goals. Hitler himself had led an attempted putsch in 1923, Equally, a year later in 1934, Hitler had shown himself prepared to kill even members of his own party in the Night of the Long Knives. It can be argued, therefore, that a fire is a relatively small action when prepared to do this. The death of a Nazi, Adolf Rohl, also pointed fingers at them. Rohl was a Nazi and is said to have told prosecutors that he was personally involved with other Nazis in trying to start the fire, so that they could blame the communists. It's been claimed that the Nazis murdered Rohl when he was in prison in 1933 to stop him repeating these claims. In addition, many of the communists that were arrested that night claimed that they were not fairly treated and instead subject to torture as part of their interrogation. Hitler did actually ask the president for permission to hang the men that night, but he was refused, and this perhaps suggests that the Nazis had something to hide. Some Nazis, such as Karl Ernst, also later claimed that they'd been involved in the plot. They said that they started the fire in the hopes that the communists would be blamed, ensuring the end of any chance of a communist takeover. And various communists, including van der Lubbe, were put on trial. However, only van der Lubbe was found guilty. This would suggest, at the very least, that the fire was not part of a wider communist plot, or that if van der Lubbe did have any help, that it came from non-communists. And again, some people believe this points the finger back towards the Nazis.